Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام عرفت الله سبحانه بفسخ العزائم وحل العقود ونقض الهمم.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, I came to know Allah the Glorified through the breaking of determinations, change of intentions, and losing of courage.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So yes, we have in front of us the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He is really the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We know that Imam Ali alayhi salam was raised by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam was this beautiful manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Quran, as well as the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. One of the things, of course, that is very clearly in front of us when it comes to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is His Eminence's defense of the oppressed. Now, we see, of course, that before he attained, or at least before he was the fourth caliph of the Muslims, we find that throughout his life he protected the oppressed. Now, at that time, of course, the oppressed were the early Muslims. None of the polytheists of Mecca had the audacity to attack these Muslims in the presence of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this was because of the protection and the strength of Imam Ali alayhi salam that was for the people that were oppressed. And in our specific case, the Muslims of the early era of Islam. And so we take this and extrapolate it to the present day. If we want to follow the footsteps of Imam Ali alayhi salam, if we want to be the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, then of course we too will have to defend the oppressed. And perhaps in the past, it was a little bit difficult to defend the oppressed and to protect the oppressed because of the very serious repercussions and consequences of doing such things. So, for example, all of the Quraysh and many of the other tribes in the Arabian Peninsula at that time, they all wanted to kill Imam Ali alayhi salam. In the present day, though, it is relatively easier, and it is much easier to be able to defend the oppressed, at least via vocal support. We see that the Palestinian people and the Muslims in many other parts of the world are really suffering great tragedies, whether it is Yemen or Bahrain or even the economic terrorism that is going on against the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Muslims in many places of the world are suffering from oppression. They're suffering from this criminality of the opponents of Islam. And so it is our responsibility as human beings, it is our responsibility as Muslims to go ahead and defend these oppressed peoples across the world, at least via vocal support. And even if for some reason we are not able to vocally support these peoples, even though that is no longer an excuse, everybody has a platform to at least say something when it comes to defending these people. But even if we can't for whatever reason, at least we can pray from the depths of our hearts and try not to forget these peoples that are across the world. And so in this manner, by defending the oppressed and praying for the oppressed, we will be in some sort following the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
He was a man of taqwa, God consciousness, epitomized in all his actions and words. He would define taqwa as ta'atun lil jaleel, obedience to the Almighty, wa'amalun bil tanzeel, and to work with whatever has been revealed. وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ and to be prepared for the day of Qiyamah. He was a man that was not only born in the house of Allah, martyred in the house of Allah, but he was all the epitome of Tawheed and the oneness of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. The voice of human justice. The man who would seek to implement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws everywhere around, wherever he would deal with people. Once he saw, whilst walking with Qambar, a family that were in distress. He went to help this particular lady with her orphans. He prepared the food for them. He played with the children. And when Qambar, his servant, said, "Oh, Master Ali, why did you do this?" He said, "I saw them crying. I wanted them to be delightful and happy." The father of the orphans, the man of generosity and kindness, the individual who would espouse love, compassion, consideration and servitude towards the others, praised in the Quran, him and his family for giving others what he needed himself. He gave the poor, he gave the captive, and he gave the needy their food on three consecutive days. Here we have an imam who would teach us and say famously, people are of two kinds, النَّاسُ صَنْفَانِ أَمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ People are either your brothers in faith or equals in humanity. When it comes to spirituality, the immense values of his du'as and his communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wonderful words that are immensely powerful when you and I recite them in Munajat. When it comes to his brilliant courage and his valor, and the fact that he was the most important companion of the Holy Prophet of Islam in every single battle, the fact that he would always be thinking about Islam first, then himself, about the well-being of others, then himself. Ali ibn Abi Talib was a man of God, a man chosen by Allah, dedicated his life to Allah, was martyred for Allah, and today a visitor who comes here pays their respect to Ali ibn Abi Talib, seeks that goal of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being of ibadullah, just as perfectly as the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib indeed was.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother, Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.